friends, we were discussing the very fascinating Gemara in Maseches Zvachim, page 112, where we have the suffix of Rav Papa about seeing Shiloh. If you can see Shiloh, you can eat Kachim Kalim. And Rav Papa asked, what's the din if when you're standing you can see, when you're sitting you can't see? Rav Yirmiyah said, let's say when you're standing in a stream, you can see on the bank of the stream, al sfas ha-nachal, and if you're in the nachal, you can't see. So what's the din? And the Sfasemis wanted to explain that they go together. If when you can see, Rav Papa is saying, maybe if you can see when you're standing, then even when you're sitting, it's considered that you can see. And if you can't see when you're sitting, maybe even you can stand, it's not considered that you can see. And the same thing with the nachal, that if you're on the bank of the spring, then and you can see, so even when you're in the spring and you can't see, it's considered being able to see, and vice versa. Maybe if when you're in the river you can't see, in the spring you can't see, it's also on the bank, it's considered that you can't see, even though you actually can. So that was the Gemara, and we discussed a very interesting Minchas Chinuch. We asked, we presented an alternative Mahalach, and now we are going to move on. In the previous year we saw Nifla'ot Gedolot Mitarat Hashem, and we are continuing again. This is based on Torah that I received from Rav Rabbi Hagon HaGadol Rav Chaim Meir Horowitz, the Ben Ish Chai, and it's Shuvot Rav Pe'alim in Chelek Gimel Yored Daya Siman Yotes is Choker, and what the Beis Yosef writes in Aruch Chaim Simakuf Ayin Ches. Let's say somebody made a bracha in one place, and then we're talking about eating food. He has a cookie. You know, I'd rather have something healthier. So he has an apple. He makes a haitz on his apple, and then he goes to a different place. If he can see his first place and he wants to continue eating, he doesn't have to make a new bracha, even if it's not mukaf mechitzos, as long as he can see it. Like the Magen Avraham writes in Sif Katan Hay. So what would be the din if somebody can only see when he's standing and not when he's sitting? What's the din? Does he have to make a new bracha or not? So the Ben Ish Chai wanted to say that it's telling the suffix of the Gemara legabe kachim kalim b'shilo. And he concludes that it's true that suffix brachas lahakal, and we suffix you shouldn't make a new bracha. Nevertheless, don't put yourself in such a suffix. In other words, don't go to a place where when you're sitting you're not going to be able to see the place where you were eating before, and so you're not going to make a new bracha, because when you're standing you can see it, but you're putting yourself in a matzav of suffik brachas. Eina chinami suffik brachas lahakal, but taseli tova, don't put yourself in such a matzav. Now the nidon, the discussion, the case of roe about brachos is similar to the nidon, to the discussion of roe by Shiloh, because in both of them the halacha is established because of the place. Remember, we saw in the previous year that when you see Har HaBayis, it's a din in the Re'iyah Mamish, and here it's a din in the Makom, that if you're in the same place, it's not considered a Shinui Makom. And Chayadim already says in Klal Nantes, if you'd base, that the Roa is effective, L'inyan Bracha, is Dafkof, there's not a Davar HaMafsik. And he learns this from Zvachim, Linyan Roa Bishilo, that as a Davra Mafsik, Roa doesn't help. Why? Because the Vord is not seeing. The Vord is being in the same place. And if there's a Davra Mafsik, if there's something that's Mafsik in the middle, even if you can see, but it's not considered the same place. And when, as far as Shinui Makom Brachos, it depends on being in the same place. If you're in the same place, you don't have to make a new bracha. But if you move places, you have to make a new bracha. And we're clearing here, what does it mean being in a new place? So not being able to see the first place is considered being in a new place. But the question is, what if you can only see it standing and you can't see it sitting? But maybe that's considered a shuni mako. Maybe that's considered now a new place since you can't see your first place. And like we saw, davar hamafsik is considered even roe, even though roe is effective normally, but not if there's a davar mafsik, because now you're in a new place. However, according to this, we would have two big kulos. Number one, we say that kachim kalim are ne'achalim b'chol haroe. So Rabbeinu Hananel writes in Megillah, we have it on Yud Amud Aleph, Perish haroe haomed b'shilo, kol makom sharoe melo einav, mutul olecho kachim kalim umaisu sheni. V'chein haomed b'sado meibit misham mishkan shilo, mutul olecho ba'oso makom kachim kalim umaisu sheni. So roe means that if you're standing in Shiloh, from wherever you can see, kol makom sharoe melo einav, as far as you can see from Shiloh, you're allowed to eat kachim kalim, and you're allowed to eat maaser sheni. V'chein ha'omed basad, let's say you're standing in a field, and you can see Mishkan Shiloh, you're allowed to eat in that place kachim kalim and maaser sheni. So from Rabbeinu Hananel, we learn there are two types of roeh. Number one, if you're standing in Shiloh, everywhere you can see from there, you're allowed to eat kachim kalim. Number two, wherever you're standing, and there you can see Shiloh, you're allowed to eat kachim kalim. So the Rambam writes in his Perush Mishnayos that roeh is dafka b'chol makom she'omed roeh misham es mishkan Shiloh. But the Heilig Rabbeinu Hananel was mechadesh that it's even if you're standing in Shiloh, wherever you can see out from there, you're allowed to eat kachim kalim. And according to this, so we say if there's a davar hamafsik, it's not called roeh, because it's a different place. So this will apply to both. Both if somebody standing in Shiloh and from there he sees, or someone standing far from Shiloh and from there he can see Shiloh. So according to this, it would emerge that if we're coming to compare the inyan of roeh and Shiloh to roeh by brachos, it would emerge that if somebody is eating on a high mountain and he can see the entire valley below, lo yitzterech lachzor levarech. He's not going to have to make a new bracha. And that's a big kula, right? So you're standing, you're in the Grand Canyon, and you can see the entire expanse down below. So wherever you are down below, since you can see there, you're allowed to, you don't have to make a new bracha. It's not considered shinu makom. Number two, Yerushalmi, third parak of brachas, in the fifth halacha, I'll read the lashon, hadadar malacharav. In other words, any place that they said that we go after Re'iyah, even at night, when you can't see because of the darkness, it's considered Roeh. Here we're talking about a Reach Ra, and a Reach Ra you separate four amos from. But that's only when it's behind you. What it's in front of you as far as you can see, and that's like the mice of Rav Lai v'Chavraya, they were sitting in front of their inn at night, and they said, can we talk in learning? We don't see the Reach. And he said to us, this is Ravami speaking. He said to us, and I said to them, and he said to us, since if it would be by day, you would see what's in front of you, therefore now it's Usr, even though it's night. Right, Rav Lion and Chavraya, they wanted to talk and learning at night, and they asked what the din is, and they were answered, maybe by Ravami, maybe by someone else, not clear, but they were answered that if you could see during the day, then at night it's also considered that you can see. even though you can't see before, but the very fact that you could see if it were daytime, that's considered that you can see, and therefore you're now allowed to talk and learning. So now, if we compare the Gidrei Roe of Shinui Makom and the Gidrei Roe of Shiloh, so it comes out that there's going to be a big kula. Let's say you made a bracha. And then you were Oker Makomo. You move places. Anywhere that you could see by day, you're putter for making a bracha. It's not considered a Shinui Makom. And if we're mitzarif the two kulas together, it emerges that if you ate at night, al gabe ahar, at night you ate on the mountain, and then you went to the valley, then you don't have to make a new bracha. Isn't that a big chiddush? It's night, it's dark, you mamish can't see, you're a thousand yards away from where you started, but you don't have to make a new bracha. Why not? Because by day you could see. Since from where you were eating, you could see to where you are now, where you started, you can see to where you are now, it's not considered a Shinui Makom. Because you can see. But the problem is, we don't find any posek who says this kula. Right, so first we have the Rabbeinu Chananel that says that it goes both directions. Being able to see to Shiloh and from Shiloh. And if it's also from, that means wherever you're sitting and eating, if you can see from there, wherever you can see from there, is not considered a Shinui Makom. And according to the Yerushalmi, it would come out that even at night is the same thing. That if you move, as long as by day you could see it, the place you originally were, it doesn't require a new bracha. And the chiddush is that we don't find this in any of the poskim. So it's hard to say chiddushin that we don't find in any of the poskim. Now, if we take this further, we can use this din roa also by tzeruf bebirchas hamazon. Brachas nun amar alef shtecha brusha ochos bevayis echad bezman shem gitzel samroon elu seilu. Harelem it start from the zim, unvim lav elu mizam latzim, elu zam latzim. If you have two groups, and if they can see each other, then they're mitzdarif, and if they can't, then they're not mitzdarif. They're eating bevayis echad. So now, yesh ladun, haim gidrei roam shel birchas hazimun, is it the same geder of roa by Shiloh and bepshuto, just like we compare by brachos, by shinui makom, we compare gidrei re'iyah, the definition of what it means to see, to Shiloh. So we should do the same thing by birchas hazimun. So as long as they can see each other, that's enough. Just like Shiloh, whatever applies to Shiloh would apply here. However, it's not true, apparently, because in the Mishnah it says that only if they're sitting in one house and they see each other, they can be mitzdarif lezimun. But if they're in two houses, it's not effective. Mashenkin legabi shilu, gabi shinui makom. There you don't need dafka bayis echad. So bechrech, that the gedder of roa by birchas hazimun, the tachas is not just to be machshiv them, that they're sitting in one place, but rather that through the re'iyah, they're considered together. Mesivim yachad mamish. They're mamish together, not just in one place, but they're mamish together. So that might mean that let's say when they're sitting, let's say you have two groups, and when they're sitting, they cannot see each other. And when they're standing, they can see each other. Would that be good enough? So by Shiloh, there's a sound that's good enough. As long as you can see Shiloh when you're standing, that's enough. And it even works then when you're sitting. But over here, that they need mamish to be together, because you see that two batim don't work, even if they see each other. So they need to have a gather of being together, not just being able to see each other makes them together, makes them biyachad mamish, and not just in one place. So the seeing gives you a gather of makom echad. But mamish, being together, being yachad, that seeing isn't enough. That's why two batim, if they're in two separate houses, they can't be mitzdarif. And that would also mean that maybe if you're standing, you can see. then that's enough. Even if you're sitting and you can't see, that's considered one makom, because you can see when you're standing, so it's magdir as one makom. Mashenkein. Here we, it's not just about making it one makom, but it's about them being together. Maybe it's not enough that they can see each other standing. They need to be able to see each other sitting. Especially the whole idea of benching is to be sitting. However, Tosfot Amud Beis, the Rasul Shamish writes that even by Shnei Batim, they're Mitzdaif Rom Elus Eilu. Not that it says in the Mishnah, but Vayis Echad is telling us a Chiddush. That if they can't see each other, they're not Mitzdaif even in one Bayis. That's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. The Chiddush of the Mishnah is, you know why it says one bias? Because one bias, they have to be able to see each other. If they can't see each other, not mitzdarif even in one bias. But if they're two batim, and they can see each other, that would be good enough. And so writes the Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah, Shema Bahag, they bring a raya from the Yerushalmi, so the Rashba. So according to that, we can go back to what we said originally. The Rohan Eilu Eilu is enough because it's all considered one makom, and they don't mamish have to be. They don't have to be yachad mamish. They just have to be in one makom. So that's why is if you could see each other from two batim, as long as they could see each other, it's considered that they're in one makom. So you can taka learn gidre roa bebirka sezimun gidre roa bachilus kachim kalim b'shila. Before we wanted to say that when it comes to kachim kalim. There, if it's Shnei Batim, doesn't bother us as long as there's Roah. And when it comes to Shinui Makom by Brachos, it doesn't bother us if it's Shnei Batim as long as it's Roah. But here also, now we see that by when it comes to Zimun, Shnei Batim doesn't bother us as long as there's a Roah. As long as they can see each other, they don't mind, have to be together. Roah makes them Makom Echad. And if that's true, then the Gidre Roa that apply to Shila will apply here also. And maybe it's enough they can see each other Omdim. They don't have to be able to see each other Yoshvim. Then we run into a problem. Because Tamid Rabbeinu Yonah writes that if Rishus HaRabim Mavsekes Beinayim, they're not Mitzdarif Lazim and Afilu B'Roim. Even if they can see each other, doesn't matter. If there's a Rosh HaRabim in between them. So if you compare the definition of Roa by Shilo to the definition of Roa here, by Shilo, Rosh HaRabim doesn't bother us. And the Taz writes in Arachayim Kuf Tzadi Hesif Katan Gimel that the reason of Rabbeinu Yonah is that we learn from Peah. It says in the second parak of Peah, Mishnah Aleph, Eilam Afsikim LePeah, Nachav Ashlus, V'derachech V'derach HaRabim, Shvil HaRabim. So when it comes to being Chayiv in Peah, the Rishus HaRabim is Mafsik. So you see, the Makor is not Shilo. The Makor is Dine Peya. See, you shouldn't learn Gidre Re'iya of Birchas HaZimun from Gidre HaRe'iya by Shilo, because the Makor for Gidre Re'iya by Birchas HaZimun is Peya, and therefore Rishus HaRabim is Mafsik. Mashen came by Shilo. Rishus HaRabim is not Mafsik. So therefore we have to say that even though B'shnei Batim they're Mitzdarev, like we saw before from Tosis, nevertheless, it's not enough that they're eating in one place. Lo sagi b'hada ochlim b'mako mechad. It's not enough that they're eating in one place. Ela be'inan shiu nechshavim k'meisevim b'mako mechad. So as far as eating is concerned, as far as Shinui Makom is concerned, not enough when it comes to Zimun It's not enough that they should be considered that they're eating in one place. It should be considered that they're reclining in one place. They have to be considered they're reclining together. Just like this. If they're two batim, then you consider them a seifim biyachad. But if Rishus HaRabim is mafsik b'neihem, that's not considered may seifim biyachad. Because there's a Rishus HaRabim in between them. So if by Achila you eat in one place and then you and there's a Rishus HaRabim in between, then you go to another place but you can see one from the other, so that's fine. That's considered Achila B'makom Echad. But that you should be considered may save him B'yad Echad, that's what we have to be Mechalik between the Geder of Zimun and Achila, which is very difficult because Lechora is the same, it's more or less the same thing. But you see that here there's a Din of Rishus HaRabim B'mafsik B'nayim. And that's it, they can't be mitztarif. So apparently that's not considered that they're mesiv biyachad. Even if they're roim elu aselu. And therefore it emerges, according to what we're saying, that you can't learn gidrei roa b'birchas hazimun b'gidrei roa b'shila. Because gidrei roa b'shila, as long as you can see, it's considered makom echad. But here, it's not enough to be able to see, because you see, Rishus HaRabim Mafsik Beinayim means that you can't be Mitztarif L'Zimun. Why not? Because seeing is not enough. It's a different gather than Re'iyah by Shila. But Tzarech Talmud, we definitely have to look more into this. There's a lot more to understand and discuss. And Mirtz Hashem, hopefully we will, hoping, we'll be Zelcha to continue. There's more to discuss. We should be zocha l'umadu l'amid l'shma v'la'as l'kaim is called every sambat ras v'hava. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.